Using the web and search engines such as Google is both a wonderful and a terrible way to get the health information you want and need.
And Dimitri talked about it with Eric Adams. He is the senior editor at Men's Health.
The problem is that people, they go on to Google, and they, if they have some condition going on or some ache or pain or something like that, they get on Google and they start entering search terms, and they come back with all of this information that may or may not only be accurate, but may not be relevant to them. And they sort of get led down these paths that can be very alarming if you're not careful about what you're doing. So what we're saying in this article is to make sure that you do approach Google in the right manner, in the right way, to ensure that you get accurate information and you aren't sort of freaked out by what you read.
You say that we should start out by understanding the downside. What is the downside?
Yeah, the downside, okay, there's a statistic that says it all. 19% of men's searches for info about common symptoms leads them to read about more serious illnesses than they actually have. Okay, you start out thinking you have a cold, and you end up thinking you have cancer. Now, how healthy is that? Okay. The downside of using the web for your own personal health research is that without the supervision of a health professional, you have no idea what actually applies to you and what doesn't.
How can you be smart about looking up symptoms online? Because there is some benefit.
Yeah, there is. For many people, the first error is using Google to do all of their searching, because Google is a generalist and you need a specialist in this case. Or to say it another way, Google doesn't know how to diagnose the info that you are seeing. So, and to prioritize information to keep you calm instead of freaking you out. Other specialized websites like Medline Plus, which is sponsored by the National Institutes of Health down there, offer health and medical content that is curated by health and medical professionals. And this means that you have a better chance of seeing the right information first instead of a random information that may cause you to make a huge error in self-diagnosis.
This is a technical point. You have to understand how a search engine works, and so you can better understand the results you're going to get.
Yeah, exactly. When you go to see a doctor, you want to tell him or her everything about your condition. And when you're using the web to search for health or medical info, you want to make sure you do the same thing. Because if you leave out key information from your search, like the duration of pain or family history, then the information that you get back is going to lack specificity for you and your current situation. So you want to make sure that your searches are complete and detailed to the right depth.
How do you know when to skip the web altogether?
Well, if you want information, you have to ask yourself, do you want information or do you want reassurance? If it's information you want, then search away online. That's fine. But if it's reassurance you're looking for, then skip the web and talk with your doctor, talk with friends, talk with family members who've had similar experiences or conditions in the past or are going through them now. And that will help you get reassurance that what you're dealing with, that people are dealing with this in an effective manner, and you're not going to wander into some forum where people are talking about something that happened to their cousin 3 years ago in another country. You know, you want stuff that's relevant to you.
And finally, this applies for anything, news, any kind of information that you look up on your tablet or your laptop. That is, you question everything you see on the web. Don't take it as truth.
Yeah, the web is full of information. Some of it is truthful, honest, accurate, and up to date. Most of it's not. And that's why we suggest that you question everything you see online, starting with the doctor reviews and ratings. Is the doctor really as good or as bad as the ratings say? The best way to know for sure is to focus on the number of ratings, not just the overall grade. And you can find free ratings at vitals.com, which covers every single doctor in the United States. And also crazy new cures and treatments. Maybe it's crazy, maybe it's not. But before you sign on and spend all your money, make sure you read about what's known about it at legitimate sources like sciencedaily.com and medicalnewstoday.com. And always, of course, ask your doctor first.
And Erica, bottom line it for us, would you recommend that most of us don't go to the web for medical information?
No, I think it's okay to go online. Just be skeptical about everything and always use your doctor as your sort of backstop for what you're seeing there.
That's Eric Adams. He is the senior editor at Men's Health. He joined us via Skype.